slaves who ran away and came north constituted a very small percentage or fraction of slaves who ran away. Slaves, ever since they were brought to this country, engaged in what we call protest. They rebelled, they feigned illness, they engaged in sabotage. On occasion, they murdered their owners. And last but not least, they ran away. Running away was perhaps the most common form of a slave protest. The point I'm trying to make, however, is that most of the slaves who ran away stayed in the South. They did not come north. And that helps explain why we can discount a lot of these claims about the Underground Railroad. Because we have almost more claims, more sites, than we have slaves.